welcome to Quest for Gold. We've got a lot to get to this week. We're about 100 days out from the opening ceremonies. USA Baseball has a new manager. World Series champion Mike Socha has joined the team to coach ahead of the June qualifier. USA hasn't secured a bid yet to Tokyo, so he's got to get down to work.
First and foremost is roster building. I think it's the most important thing in this whole process is going to be able to not only put a lot of different rosters together, to target some players, follow up and see where they are. There's a lot of guys that are eliminated if they're brought up to the major leagues between now and the end of May. So I think it's just roster building right now is our most important issue right now, and it'll continue to be our most important issue all the way through until we get into this qualifier.
No players who are currently in the majors can play in the Olympics. However, he can draw from players who are recently out of baseball or in the minors. He has to assemble that team and get them practiced and ready to go by June. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked about the administration's stance on calls to boycott the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing over human rights violations by China.
Our position on the 2022 Olympics has not changed. We have not discussed and are not discussing any joint boycott with allies and partners. We, of course, consult closely with allies and partners at all levels to define our common concerns and establish a shared approach, but there's no discussion underway of a change in our plans regarding the Beijing Olympics from the United States' point of view.
Tiger Woods' chances of being a member of Team USA for golf in Tokyo remain very slim. And this week, the L.A. County Sheriff's Office says it was excessive speed that led to Woods' horrific crash in February.
The event data recorder showed speeds ranged from 82.02 miles per hour to 86.99 miles per hour and back down to 68.35 miles per hour.
He continues to recover at home. His timeline to return to golf is still unknown. The Team USA Virtual Summit was held this week. It's a chance for the media to get some questions into Olympic qualifiers and hopefuls. There were a bunch of athletes who we've already spoken to this year took part. So it was our chance to catch up with them in a remote press conference setting. Sailors Maggie Shea and Steph Robles told us they got vaxxed.
I got my first vaccine shot yesterday, first of the Moderna, and I felt really grateful for modern science and for all the effort that so many people put into making it possible for us to receive. I'm down here in Florida, so all adults, 30 and under, I think, are currently eligible. So there's pretty big availability, and I felt really lucky to get it. And I hope everyone else has access and the ability to do so in the future.
Thanks, Maggie. Stephanie?
I also received my first vaccine yesterday. It was unique experience because it was in a Publix grocery store, and it felt a little weird at first because I was, when you're younger and you received a vaccine or a shot, you go to the doctor's office or something. But like Maggie said, I'm super grateful for the opportunity to have received the first of my Moderna shots yesterday. And it was a relief to have that in a sense, because we do have some travel coming up, and I feel very grateful for to receive the first shot.
Swimmer Ryan Murphy was born in suburban Chicago, now lives in Florida, talked about some of the challenges he had training during the pandemic.
So I consider us fortunate in many ways to have Nathan Adrian as a part of our training group. And that really went to another level over this pandemic. He has his own swim school out in San Rafael, which is about a 30-minute drive without traffic. So we were out there every day for about 3 months. And that's your typical country club pool. Four lanes, 25 yards, 3 feet deep, no tees on the wall. And we were bringing in five guys. So one person would go in the diving well, and we'd figure out, all right, how much resistance we put on that guy so that they could get some good work in the diving well. And so very, very thankful for Nathan and Will Copeland, another Cal grad, for opening up their facility to us in that time.
He's competing at the TYR Pro Swim Series Mission Viejo this weekend. I did manage to get a question into BMXer Hannah Roberts of Northern Indiana about her year off.
You had punched your ticket for Tokyo before the pandemic hit. So what mentally have you been going during this time? Have you been trying to rest your body? Have you been trying to push yourself harder? Or are you just trying to keep a consistent schedule throughout all of this to the point of the games?
When they were first postponed, I mean, like Connor said, you know you have these like goals and you have them all planned out already. So once it got postponed, I was a little bit in shock. I tried to take it a little bit more slow for like the first month or two, and then you know I realized that with all this time at home, I could get better on my bike and you know in the gym, and then I could get better personally as well, and make sure that like mentally I have the best support around me and that like I'm the best version of myself when I head to the game. So I've used this time to just practice a lot. I've been riding every day almost. It's just been a unique thing because we usually don't have this much time to just ride and have fun on our bikes.
The Chicago Sky's Stephanie Dolson hopes to make Team USA in 3-on-3 basketball. She talked about how WNBA players have been able to speak their minds when it comes to issues of race and hopes to continue to speak her mind on Team USA.
It's an honor. I mean, to be a part of both the WNBA and, you know, Team USA is always really special for me because with the WNBA, you know, I feel like we are one of those trailblazing leagues. We always stand for what's right. You know, we stand for everything that we believe in, and you know, back, like you said, when the Minnesota Lynx stood for the police brutality and stuff, we've just been going forward. We stand for everything that is important, and, you know, Team USA does the same. So I look forward to being a part of, you know, both organizations.
Fellow 3x3er on the men's side, Robbie Hummel, talked about the introduction of the sport and the hope to expand it this summer.
I look at it a lot kind of like beach volleyball is to normal volleyball. You know, it's a really cool spin on a really popular sport. And for 3-on-3, you know, you look at it and I think that most kids growing up, and I'm sure that it's a similar situation for everybody on this call, you know, you grew up playing in 3-on-3 tournaments and you grew up playing 3-on-3 in the backyard. So it's very relatable to fans because I think everybody has played 3-on-3 at some time in their life. But I think what Kareem said about it being fast paced, it's a different animal than 5-on-5. It's you're on offense, you're on defense, you're on offense. You know, it's just, it's so back and forth with the way the game is played, where if the other team scores and I'm defending, we're taking it out of the net and we're on offense immediately. So I think it's fast paced. It's fun to watch. The offense certainly has an advantage with how much space there is on the floor. But I think it's really going to be popular because the style of play is so intriguing to watch, but it's also so relatable to so many people at home.
Chicago area rhythmic gymnasts Laura Zhang and Evita Grishkenis are training right now in Russia. Evita was asked about training together.
Well, I think it's quite wonderful because we are both teammates and we can support one another and we can, you know, create this friendly, competitive, but also encouraging environment for one another. You know, you can train together and keep each other motivated all the time, and basically sharing time and space in the gym is quite an opportunity.
I did reach out to both of them individually after the press conference, so hopefully we'll be able to get a more in-depth talk about what life has been like during this pandemic in the coming weeks. I also wanted to flag these questions asked to men's gymnast Yomul Dower and women's karate athlete Sakura Kokomai about treatment of Asian Americans, a topic that's received much discussion following the mass shootings at Asian-owned spas in the Atlanta area last month.
I actually just shared this on my Instagram not that long ago. Growing up, you know, I've heard the jokes, the stereotypes and all that, and I've kind of just pushed it away. But, you know, last month I was driving and a lady cut me off, and at the red light, she yelled at me, "Go back to China." And for me, you know, my job is to represent this country, so I take a lot of pride into it. And when I heard those words, you know, I just kind of laughed and shrugged them over because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, my job is to represent this country no matter what. And, you know, no matter if an individual feels like they need to say something or harass me, you know, I'm just going to push that away because there are so many other great Americans in this country that I get to represent. So for me, it's just, you know, you got to deal with some of the things that you don't want to deal with. But, you know, the reason why I spoke out is just to bring awareness and just kind of make people realize that things are going on. But at the end of the day, when I wear USA on my chest, you know, I don't think about those things. You know, I'm there for a reason. I'm there for a job. So for me, I take a lot of pride wearing those letters on my chest.
Yeah, so for me too, it was, I guess, very recent. I also shared on my social media as well. I think it was about a week ago. I was training at the park. I was walking there and I was about to go for a run, and a man just started to kind of verbally harass me in a way. I was kind of shocked by it because just of what was happening. I was still processing what was happening at the time. I kind of laughed it off. And there was no point of escalating the situation. So basically, I just stood there, had him say what he needed to say. And it wasn't until later that I noticed what happened, because there were racial slurs at the end of the incident. And I practice a Japanese martial art, and I take pride in my sport. And I'm still, I think, a little bit emotional about it right now. But again, I think it's really important to, like you all said, to raise awareness of what's going on, because what happened to me was nothing compared to what we see on the social media right now. People are getting hit, people are getting slashed, people are getting killed. And, you know, we are in a way being targeted, and the violence and the harassment and discrimination is real. So again, I just wanted to raise awareness too that this can happen to anybody, and we all just need to be for each other and protect each other. And as a person who practices karate, a Japanese martial art, and being Japanese American, I take, you know, a huge pride in representing my own country where I was born and raised in. And I am super excited to, you know, just go out there in Tokyo and represent my sport, represent my country, and, you know, just show everybody who we are and that we represent.
Some other notable news out of the conference: gymnast Simone Biles says she has not ruled out a possible run at the France Olympics in 2024. Track star Allison Felix is holding out hope that despite the foreign fan ban, she will be able to bring her toddler daughter to Japan this summer. All of the audio from the summit courtesy of the USOPC. We're less than 100 days out from the Summer Games in Tokyo, and as of right now, we remain full speed ahead. I'm Ryan Burr. We'll see you next week on Quest for Gold.